Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports on an Israeli strike on the southern Lebanese town of Qana that has killed well over a dozen people.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is examining a plan to seal off humanitarian aid to northern Gaza after issuing its most recent evacuation order to residents there. If implemented, the plan could trap without food or water hundreds of thousands of Palestinians unwilling or unable to leave their homes. The plan was proposed to Netanyahu by a group of retired Israeli generals. The plan calls for Israel to maintain control over the north of Gaza for an indefinite period to attempt to create a new administration without Hamas, splitting the Gaza Strip in two. Those who remain would be denied food, water, medicine, and fuel. I'm Karen Chamas.
Addressing Ukraine's parliament, President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine's intelligence service has found North Korea is sending arms and people to aid Russia in the war, saying our intelligence is recording not only the transfer of weapons from North Korea to Russia, but also the transfer of people. These are workers for Russian factories replacing Russians killed in the war and personnel for the Russian army. Essentially, this marks the participation of a second state in the war against Ukraine on Russia's side. Zelensky also told lawmakers that Ukraine's Western partners are increasing pressure to negotiate with Russia, but he hinted such talks would be unfavorable to Kyiv as he unveiled what he called his victory plan. More than 140 people, including children, are dead in Nigeria after an overturned gasoline tanker truck exploded in flames while they tried to scoop up the fuel. Dozens more were injured. Emergency services say most of the bodies in this latest accident were unrecognizable. This is VOA News. U.S. long-range B-2 stealth bombers launched airstrikes in Yemen targeting underground bunkers used by Yemen's Houthi rebels. It was not immediately clear what damage was done in those strikes. However, it is incredibly rare for stealth bombers to be used in strikes targeting the Houthis, who have been attacking ships for months in the Red Sea corridor over the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the B-2 bombers targeted underground weapons storage locations in Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that North Korea has changed how it refers to South Korea.
North Korea has confirmed that its recently revised constitution defines South Korea as a hostile state for the first time. In January, leader Kim Jong-un called for the constitutional change to designate South Korea as the country's main enemy and to remove the goal of a peaceful Korean unification while defining the North's sovereign and territorial sphere. That caught experts by surprise because it was a move away from his predecessor's goal of a reunified Korea on North Korea's terms. North Korea's parliament met for 2 days last week to change the country's constitution. North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency now says that their constitution clearly defines South Korea as a hostile state. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports a U.S. court has sentenced Mexico's ex-public security chief to 38-plus years for taking cartel bribes.
A U.S. court has sentenced Mexico's former public security chief to more than 38 years in prison for taking bribes to aid drug traffickers. He was convicted in 2023 of taking millions of dollars to protect the violent Sinaloa cartel, which he was supposedly combating. The 56-year-old Genaro Garcia Luna was considered the architect of ex-president Felipe Calderon's bloody war on cartels. He was also hailed as an ally in the United States' fight against drug trafficking. But prosecutors say that in return for millions of dollars, Garcia Luna provided intelligence to the cartel and the safe passage of massive quantities of drugs. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Former One Direction singer Liam Payne was found dead after falling from a third-floor hotel balcony in Buenos Aires on Wednesday. He was 31. Buenos Aires police said in a statement that Payne fell from the third floor, resulting in extremely serious injuries. Medics confirmed his death on the spot. Authorities are investigating the circumstances of his death and have not made an official cause of death determination. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.